Brave New World.
Hello and welcome to Brave New World programme. My name is John Harrison. World Health Organization statistics show that between 5 and 8% of adults suffer from a form of dementia, and the global population is aging rapidly. Dementia is probably the most serious healthcare problem facing our societies in the 21st century, but we hardly ever talk about it. Many of us don't even know what dementia is, let alone know that it is preventable, or is it? Joining the programme today to answer that question, and hopefully others, is Roxana Karari, MD, PhD, Professor of the Clinical Neuroanatomy Faculty of Medicine at the University of Southampton in the United Kingdom. Welcome to the programme, Professor Karari.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Now, if we can start off with a question that perhaps to you seems really ridiculous, but I suspect many listeners out there would actually like to hear you say, you know, what is dementia in a few words?
So dementia is a clinical condition characterized by loss of brain functions such as memory, changes of personality. Sometimes it's accompanied by problems with walking, so not just cognitive functions, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the tragic part about this is that it's progressive.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a cure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to explain why this is the case at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different types of dementia.
Right.
So one of the common is vascular dementia.
Right.
And another very common type is Alzheimer's disease.
Right. Okay, could you please tell us a little bit more about Alzheimer's disease?
So Alzheimer's disease is actually the commonest type of dementia. It's progressive. It affects a large number of people. There are over 850,000 sufferers in the UK. And with the aging population, we live longer. We diagnose other conditions better, we
mm-hmm.
treat them, therefore our lifespan increases, and so does the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease, which
mm-hmm.
is a form of dementia.
Mm-hmm. And Parkinson's disease, is this also a form of dementia?
Well, Parkinson's disease is accompanied by dementia. It's complicated by dementia. The dementia features in Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, appear a little bit later
mm-hmm.
compared to Alzheimer's disease. And I guess that part of the reason for that is the actual findings in the brain and the actual what we call pathological processes, so the fundamental characteristics of the disease process in the brain,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which I can summarize if you like.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind, that'd be great.
Okay, so it's probably easier to start from the fact that in both Parkinson's disease and in Alzheimer's disease, there is a deposition of waste products in the brain.
Right.
Now, in Parkinson's disease, this happens within the nerve cells,
mm-hmm.
and especially in the nerve cells that are involved in movement of the body, which is why the first symptoms of Parkinson's disease are quite often related to movement. So you get tremor and difficulty
right.
in performing movements. In Alzheimer's disease, the deposition of waste products is inside the cells, but they are scattered throughout the brain. But also, and this is probably the most important feature, outside the cells and in the walls of the blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people refer to as plaques or sparks.
Right. Right. Both of these conditions sound to me to be physiological conditions. And when is that what you mean by there's no cure because this plaque cannot be removed, or can it be removed?
Well, there have been several attempts to remove the sticky plaques. But
mm-hmm.
the problem is you have to imagine that if you're trying to break down the plaques, you need to know what you're going to do with or how the brain will cope with all of that waste product.
Yeah.
And one of the key features of the brain is that, unlike the rest of the body, the brain does not have so-called lymphatic vessels. Mm-hmm. Now, your listeners may have heard of, you know, lymphatic massages for drainage of fluid. Mm-hmm. If you stand for long periods of time, your ankles swell up, but you can put your ankles up, it drains and through these lymphatics, and everything is fine.
Right.
Now, the brain does not have lymphatic vessels, so it's not equipped properly to deal with the waste that it produces over a lifetime.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. Some of these plaques that deposit because the waste simply cannot be eliminated,
mm-hmm.
which means that there are a number of us around the world working on how does the brain cope with eliminating waste products. So what the research that I lead in Southampton and a number of us have been involved with, and this started with work that my mentor did in mm-hmm. multiple sclerosis and other conditions, this research has demonstrated that instead of lymphatic vessels, waste from the brain is eliminated along channel a millionth of the thickness of a human hair.
Wow.
And these channels are embedded, they form part of the walls of the blood vessels.
Yeah.
Now it becomes clearer why this waste elimination fails with age, because also with age, the vessels become stiffer.
Yeah.
There's more chance of, you know, having suffered and even though treated, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. All of these, even though they're treated and you may not be getting the symptoms immediately, they do impact upon the structure, the makeup of the walls of the blood vessels in the brain.
I've got you. I'm going to have to stop you because we need to take a short break here and we'll carry on after the break.
Brave New World.
Welcome back to Brave New World programme. Today I'm honoured to be talking with Professor Karari, Professor of the Clinical Neuroanatomy Faculty of Medicine at the University of Southampton in the United Kingdom. Now, Professor Karari, I think we're getting an idea now of what dementia is all about. I've got just a couple of general questions that I hope listeners would perhaps like to ask you. Is this condition something to do with hereditary factors? Is it based on genes, or is it something that we ourselves create through perhaps a bad lifestyle or not looking after ourselves or being in the wrong frame of mind or something, being stressed out?
It's a combination. So the waste channels that I was telling you about that are part of the wall of the blood vessels become clogged up with any risk factors such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol. There is a genetic background that predisposes to both heart disease and Alzheimer's disease. And interestingly, that genetic background has got a lot to do with how we deal with cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, even though the genetic background is associated with Alzheimer's disease, it's not necessarily a cause because not everybody with that genetic background will get Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an alarm bell to highlight the fact that if we control lifestyle factors, and there have been studies, both basic science in the laboratory and large population studies, to suggest that controlling blood pressure, controlling what you eat,
mm-hmm.
controlling cholesterol, controlling what you eat during pregnancy. So for pregnant mothers, we've published papers on this. If you eat a high-fat diet as a pregnant mother, the brains of the babies are affected.
Wow.
And those changes look to us as if they could, in decades, lead to the changes seen in Alzheimer's disease.
Well, I've said wow a couple of times because this is it's all news for me. It really is lifestyle. Now, can you very briefly just give us a clue? You're talking about food, I guess, and perhaps exercise. Just on the food level, what then would be the sort of food that would encourage the likelihood of somebody becoming ill with a form of dementia?
What we even say at our meetings and conferences, and it's become almost a habit now in our conferences to say what's good for the heart is also good for the brain. And
okay.
Really, that is very true. So avoiding, and there's a lot that is out there now, and colleagues from media such as you are doing a lot to try to promote the healthy lifestyle, the exercise, you know, 10,000 steps a day. That will help in preventing diabetes, preventing heart disease, and all the evidence we have so far point towards also maintaining healthy blood vessels of the brain and preventing dementia.
Yeah, okay, well, as somebody who's just, I go into the canteen and I say poison, that's my code word, and the kind lady gives me a bottle of Coca-Cola and some chips and a bar of chocolate, so...
that is poison, absolutely.
Okay, right. Now, about these tiny channels that become stiff and sort of get blocked up with age, I suppose the body passes its reproductive age, so there isn't that a natural... cure that those lymphatic glands in the brain, at least they're not there because there's some sort of a built-in time thing after the body's sort of fulfilled its basic function. There's no built-in mechanism to clear those channels out. Is what you're doing then in a nutshell, excuse me for the very perhaps banal resume, is beating the aging process?
Absolutely. My team and I sometimes joke that we're looking for the Mr. Muscle for the brain. What we're trying to do is we cannot change the aging process.
Yeah.
We cannot change the fact that those channels develop all sorts of bits and pieces that will interfere with their function with age. But what we can do is work on finding a chaperone molecule that will help with the elimination of waste.
Yeah.
And your colleague contacted me and you as an organization contacted me yesterday. Yesterday I returned from New York from the Disease Drug Foundation.
Yep.
And what we did for 2 days, stuck on the 31st floor with a beautiful view, is go through what we call pharmaceutical targets. What could work in helping this process? And I am pleased to say that we are very close to identifying. We have identified a couple of targets, but obviously we need to test them. So that requires time and money and work, but that is exciting for us because we're now not just working on what causes it, but what can we do to improve things.
Yep. So would you mind, please, just 30 seconds, just giving people some advice. What should they do to prevent the oncoming of dementia?
There isn't a recipe for that, but what I recommend for my 91-year-old father, 86-year-old mother, and anybody that I come in direct contact with is healthy eating, avoid high-fat processed animal meats, and eat as much green, red, yellow as you can, yellow not fat, yellow peppers, exercise.
Mm.
And anything that contains vitamins, antioxidants that are actually good for your blood vessels, and exercise. It doesn't have to be the arduous, strenuous exercise, you know, in your lycra tights in the gym, but it can be walking. No, but it can be walking.
Cool.
And actually, it's quite fun to monitor the number of steps you take in a day, and you should aim for 10,000 steps a day. And sometimes little lifestyle changes like walking rather than taking a bus or driving.
Yeah. What about alcohol?
You will laugh, but actually evidence, in as much as you're expecting me to say alcohol certainly is linked to Alzheimer's disease, actually some red wine has been shown to help prevent and reverse. The bad news is that in the experimental studies that required the equivalent or the good component in red wine in order to exert its effects.
Mm-hmm.
It required 22nd gallons. So I really wouldn't recommend that because it's no good having a brain if you don't have a liver and you're dead.
Right. So. Well, I guess, thank you very much. You're absolutely right there. We're going to have to end the program with that interesting comment. In some parts of the world, of course, drinking 22 gallons of wine probably is possible, but I won't say which parts of the world.
No, but a small glass of red wine is not bad.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you very much indeed, Professor Karari, Professor of Clinical Neuroanatomy at the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Southampton.
Goodbye. Thank you. Pleasure and honour.
And thank you very much, listeners, for being with us today. Please tune in again next week. Goodbye.